All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the life and career of Tatiana Celia Kennedy Schlossberg, a prominent environmental journalist. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here, you'll learn 7 facts about Tatiana Celia Kennedy Schlossberg. Tatiana's tenacity tackles towering topics. Fact number 1. Tatiana Schlossberg is an environmental journalist and author. She focuses on the environmental impact of human lifestyles, highlighting hidden consequences of everyday consumption. Test question. What field does Tatiana Schlossberg specialize in? Correct answer. Environmental journalism. Memory aid. Tatiana tackles topics on trees and trash. Moving on to fact number 2. She is the granddaughter of John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Her lineage places her in a historically significant family known for public service, yet she has carved her own path in journalism. Test question. Who are Tatiana Schlossberg's famous grandparents? Correct answer. John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Memory aid. Legacy of leadership. Tatiana's own leap. Fact number 3. Schlossberg graduated from Yale University and the University of Oxford. Her education in history provided a strong foundation for her journalistic career, emphasizing critical thinking and analysis. Test question. Which 2 universities did Tatiana Schlossberg attend? Correct answer. Yale University and the University of Oxford. Memory aid. Yale for the tale, Oxford for the record. Next up, fact number 4. Her book, Inconspicuous Consumption, addresses the environmental impact of consumer habits. The book encourages readers to rethink their consumer behaviors and highlights the environmental costs of everyday actions. Test question. What is the title of Tatiana Schlossberg's book on environmental impact? Correct answer. Inconspicuous Consumption. Memory aid. Consumption's consequence, Tatiana's caution. On to fact number 5. She was a science and climate reporter for the New York Times. Reporting for the Times, she covered a range of environmental issues, contributing to public discourse on climate change. Test question. For which major newspaper did Tatiana Schlossberg work as a climate reporter? Correct answer. The New York Times. Memory aid. Times tackled by Tatiana. Truth on temperature. Fact number 6. In 2020, her book won the Rachel Carson Environment Book Award. The award recognized her ability to communicate complex environmental issues, influencing readers and policymakers alike. Test question. What award did Tatiana's book win in 2020? Correct answer. Rachel Carson Environment Book Award. Memory aid. Carson's crown for Tatiana's cause. Let's shift gears a bit to fact number 7. In 2024, Schlossberg was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. Despite her diagnosis, Schlossberg continues to engage with her work, raising awareness about healthcare and resilience. Test question. What condition was Tatiana Schlossberg diagnosed with in 2024? Correct answer. Acute myeloid leukemia. Memory aid. Leukemia's lesson, Tatiana's strength. All right, let's continue with a quick recap. Fact 1. What field does Tatiana Schlossberg specialize in? Correct answer, environmental journalism. Fact 2, who are Tatiana Schlossberg's famous grandparents? Correct answer, John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Fact 3, which 2 universities did Tatiana Schlossberg attend? Correct answer, Yale University and the University of Oxford. Fact 4, what is the title of Tatiana Schlossberg's book on environmental impact? Correct answer, Inconspicuous Consumption. Fact 5, for which major newspaper did Tatiana Schlossberg work as a climate reporter? Correct answer, The New York Times. Fact 6, what award did Tatiana's book win in 2020? Correct answer, Rachel Carson Environment Book Award. Fact 7, what condition was Tatiana Schlossberg diagnosed with in 2024? Correct answer, acute myeloid leukemia. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.